disc called From the Round Box. I would like to imagine we could continue here with phone calls. I'm not so certain if we've got a bunch of people stacked up to make ad hominem attacks. I don't know how productive that will be. And I will state again that I feel when a person who professes to be a co-host, I've made every effort, incidentally, and I'll state this emphatically, I've made every effort to work with the person who claims to be a co-host at this time. Let me make that very clear. That's at this time. May not be that way tomorrow. May not be that way next week. But the position I have tried to take here is that at least on the air, we should try to act as professionally as possible. When I discover that a piece indeed was planted in yesterday's Newsday because of a communication from here to the person who wrote that article, so that a particular slant could be given in support of one of our co-hosts. When I understand also that people have been encouraged to call, such as the caller we had a few moments ago, who felt it was necessary to make the opening salvo in an attack. And let me prepare you for this. You will hear from the supporters of my supposed co-host in coming weeks. Clayton Riley will be characterized as a, quote, notorious anti-Semite. That is part of, again, a strategy that will continue here to undermine my integrity as a journalist. Those charges will be made. You will hear them. This is the opening salvo referring to me as Hitler. And okay, I'll take that designation. Hitler speaking, and let me turn the rest of this over to my co-host.
Well, if we're going to be taking calls, I encourage people not to call names. And as for the sense that has been conveyed that there's any orchestration that's going on, I spend the day, we work very hard producing Democracy Now! In the office, and that's what I did yesterday. As for the Newsday piece, I got a call from a Newsday reporter. So if something, as you put forward, you're saying emanated from here, that isn't the case, Clayton. If you know otherwise, if you're suggesting the call came from me to the reporter, I don't know the reporter. The call didn't come from me to the reporter.
What's the reporter's name?
The reporter's name is Peter Goodman.
Okay.
No relation. If that's what you're suggesting, I don't know the person. I think there are a lot of good people in the world.
And I'm not suggesting anything. I just asked what the reporter's name is.
Right,
I don't know.
Right. So, and as for the people who are calling in, these are voices that I don't know. They're voices who are the community of WBAI. I wasn't listening straight through back to 6 o'clock, so I didn't hear the people who had called in. But we have all kinds of people who are calling in with all different views. And I thank people for continuing to participate at this difficult time. As you all know, we don't screen calls. We don't have control over the calls. And we're taking your calls. Again, don't call names. It really undercuts whatever it is you want to say, and we want to move forward constructively. The number is 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. Hi, you're on WBAI.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that I think it's disgraceful the way you have attempted to discredit Amy, the way you treated her on the air.
Well, that's what Hitler does, my friend. You know, Hitler does things like that. I mean, that's how, you know, us colored guys who are being called Hitler act.
Mr. Clayton, you're not talking to the same person right now.
Well, what I'm saying to you is I know you're part of a crew of people who have been encouraged to call and take these pot shots, and it's entirely predictable.
I do know her, or that any of us are part of a gang.
Well, I am characterizing you not as part of a gang. I am part of characterizing you as part of
a crew.
Are you
actually taking calls, or are you just dismissing them?
No, I'm not dismissing anything. I'm characterizing.
Well, you're not letting me say what I want to say.
I know what you want to say, and you've already said it.
I have no idea what I want to say.
What did you say? How did you open?
I'm only starting.
How did you open?
I haven't even said anything. I haven't even made any statements.
Is Hitler somewhere in your remarks?
No,
Idi Amin, perhaps? What name do you wish to call? Why don't we get that up front?
If you feel comfortable with that name, then go ahead and
Feel comfortable with knowing that the people who surround Amy Goodman are people who call names like that.
I'm not surrounding Amy.
Could we
Amy
take
Goodman.
The next call, please?
I'm a very
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I guess I better speak as quickly as possible like the Federal Express man before I get interrupted and taunted as well. But I'm very happy that you warned us of the strategy that may be used against you. I would like to submit that we listeners also should be aware of any strategies that may be used against persons like Amy or Bernard in attempts to besmirch their character. Amy, I'd like to say to you, please stay strong, that no amount of hyperbole, arrogance, or disingenuity will dissuade those of us 20,000 listeners who may not be able to make decisions about paper clips, are able, however, to distinguish between chicken salad and chicken dookie.
Okay.
And your co-host there is far closer to the latter than the former.
It's 7:29. In brief is up in a few minutes.
No, I've just been told I'm not on the air.
Clayton, Mimi's here to do in brief.
Well, as the producer of this program, I've just informed Mimi I will not have her on the air until I've had an opportunity to have a conversation with her. And that conversation will not take place now.
But
are we clear about that?
Mimi's usually heard at this time.
I know she is usually heard at this time, and I'm saying to you, as the producer of this program today, I will not put her on the air.